It absolutely is emotional. And the emotion comes in because this is a confrontation of your self-concept. This is a direct confrontation of your own identity, your own self-concept, in your time and space association of an objective world, of an objective identity. This is a conversion of your own thought. It's not a doctrine, it's a conversion. And you disappear. You disappear from the confinement, from the prison of your form, of the formulation of your own thoughts. You're no longer contained within that dark formulation that of that carbon-based oxygen, hydrogen-oxygen form that you call a body. You are no longer contained in that. Through the conversion of your own thought form, you literally free your mind and you recognize the light that you are. But in that recognition, you recognize that the form itself was the light of reality. But what's it for? What's it for? Is it to contain you? And Jesus talks about this in chapter 30, where he says, what? This is everything to you? It's like, I don't need everything. This is everything to me. See how little that is? There's a whole universe out there, and yet we walk around blind, deaf, and dumb, saying, no, 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 this is what I am, and I'm going to defend it until I what? Until I die. And everything that we do here justifies this self-concept. And this is the lessons of the 60s. They all refer to your self-concept, your determination to justify that self-concept. So conversion is necessary. Why is it necessary? Because it's happening in your mind. It's all just happening in your own mind. And this is why the necessity is individual body resurrection. You do it personally and individually. And when you do it personally and individually, then it's aggregate. Because you're only getting a reflection of what you think you are in limitation. This is why forgiveness is necessary. Because who are you forgiving? For what? And here is the paradox. Right? Here's the paradox. If I so choose, I can depart this world entirely, not through death, but through the change of mind about the world. Because the world's not out there. I put it there. It's my own thought form patterns of association of dark form to justify my separation from everything, from God, from life, from juice, from passion, right? The passion that you are. See, and this is why we teach, come on, when this light gets in there, and it's there, but when you begin to experience that light right where you are, right in the middle of your head, you're going to start to go, whoo! You know, you're going to feel it physically. Do you feel it in your head? Where else do you feel it where? What, would you feel it in your legs? Your back? You will feel it physically. You will feel it physically in the reassociation of you. So, you know, we're demonstrating the passion that we are, not through an exchange of limitation, but through an extension of the light that you are. All right? The freedom that you are. You will no longer defend yourself. And in fact, what occurs in the maturation of your own Christhood is that you become so sensitive, so acutely aware, so acutely sensitive to condemnation. You feel the pain of crucifixion. Literally, emotionally, physically, you feel that. And this is what we're about. We have come together individually first in an aggregate, and you draw your circle and you stand there and your determination, perseverance, and forgiveness of your own conversion, where you are no longer willing to side with crucifixion. You are no longer willing to blame someone else, because there's no such thing as someone else. You stand in the certainty and the practice that no matter what it looks like, no matter who seems to be attacking you or treating you unjustly, you stand in the practice that it's a reflection of my own dream. So how long, O Son of God, does it take to remember it was just you? It was always and only just you. So after the, okay, so we're going to get to the Bible here in light. Matthew is just full of light. All right. And the lessons of the 60s. So, you know, Jesus is in the desert and he undergoes his own, he literally undergoes his own conversion, the necessity for his own conversion, and his temptations for evilness or separation, right? Of form, of being a body, of form. Say to me, evil. Darwin describes evil as any objection to God's pure light, is what evil is. Any objection, right? In this objective universe that we call life, prevents you from knowing your own creative reality. So in Matthew, Matthew says, hold on, I'll find it. Are you the light of the world?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
You say, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
So, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And in them, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Okay? So right where we sit, right where we sit, right where we stand in this moment, we're literally saved by Jesus because he underwent his own conversion of temptation of body form. That's what that means. So are you the light of the world?
Yes.
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
Yes.
Do you give that? Is that what we give? Wow. Wow. So, you know, over time I've noticed, I've heard that the only thing that Jesus, the Master Teacher, are offering is more light. They're only offering more light, spatially and temporally. And the reason is, it's like that. It's like they're raising us out of the tomb. It's an offering of more light so that I am no longer tempted to justify my self-concept. I don't want it. You know, I mean, come on, we all ask for help. Why do we continue to defend ourselves, right? Let's not defend ourselves. Let's accept the light. Let's be about the acceptance of it. I don't want to be right about anything because, you know what? Nothing here is true. I mean, come on, do we want to go home or what? Or do we want to continue to justify this form of time and space? Let's just be about the forgiveness and the light and joy in the mind that we are of God. We can be happy learners, in other words. We can be happy learners. Say to me, there is nothing outside my mind. Outside of me, there is nothing. If that's so, and it is so, then is it fair to say that any struggle, any concern, any doubt is your own resistance? It's your own resistance to God, to life.
Right.
And if there is nothing outside of you, is it fair to say that that's intentional? This is where the rubber meets the road. Your denial, and this is Jesus, your denial is intentional. And that's what you don't like. Because we can teach it, right? We can teach it, well, yeah, we forgot, right? We detoured into fear, we forgot who we are, blah, blah, blah. Projection, you know, time passed, blind, deaf, and dumb, right? But I am responsible for what I see. And what I bind on earth, I do bind in heaven. And what I loose on earth, I do loose in heaven. See? So we can utilize the teaching, but it's an action of mind. It's an action of mind. So are you the light of the world? So you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is a description of you. The candlestick is the spine. You have a function to fulfill even here. And let your light so shine. Now, do you take credit for that? No. No. Because that light is not coming from, that doesn't come from me, that comes from true source. It comes from our true source, God. So what now happens? As you shine that light that comes from true source, that's what you see in your brother. That's what you see in your neighbor, because that's you. We share that single source. That's what reality is. We're made of the same stuff. That's what love is. It's all encompassing. So you don't take credit. God is. This Course in Miracles is, again, the relinquishment of your self-concept to a power greater, all-encompassing, all-powerful, all-loving, life itself. Wow. So again, the only thing that Jesus, the Master Teacher, have ever offered us is more light, so we can literally undergo our transfigurations. We can transcend this body association and recognize the power of life that you are, the creation that you are, the passion that you are, unlimited, sinless forever. Oh my God. Oh my God. The only reason I'm here is because of fear. Right? Fear. I'm not whole and perfect. I'm limited. I'm afraid. I'm going to defend the little bit that I have. No more. Your conceptual identity stands like a shield before the light, which is very simply reached by laying down the defenses of your own mind. Forgiveness. Light. Light. So, you know, last night I was looking at these last six booths, and oh my goodness gracious, I was writing down all these lessons, right? Oh, this is perfect for joy, and that's perfect for mind, and that's perfect for power and freedom. And then I would go back and there would be another one. No, oh, that's even better. You know, it was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. I choose the joy of God instead of pain.
Thank you.
God is the mind with which I think. All power comes from God. And if all power comes from God, then I'm free. And that takes me home. I can remember heaven. And how do I remember heaven? Because I am that. You are that. You are the kingdom. Is that now? When else would it be? I don't have time for that yet. I have to wait till blah, blah, blah. Next year after I retire, then why wait?
Yeah.
Why wait for heaven? It's so simple. And it gets easier. And it gets easier. Trust me, it gets easier. The more light there is. So okay. So the power of your mind is what God is, and there's nothing that you cannot do. Yes?
Yes.
Oh. Then that makes forgiveness pretty darn simple, doesn't it? And if you're tempted to hold a grievance, it means that you don't want freedom, you don't want peace. You prefer crucifixion. Do you want to be a happy learner?
Yes.
You see, okay. Because we speak of the necessity for the resurrection, right? The actual conversion of your form association. It's like the moment that I include, I experience whole thought. Ha! And there's the light. And I get happy. It's that simple. It's quicker than that. It's much quicker than that. See? So freedom, freedom, freedom is doing your will. To do your will is literally what freedom is. And now you recognize your neighbor is yourself. Now you recognize your enemy was yourself. So we all know the teaching, yeah? We've heard it, we've heard it, we've heard it, we've heard it. So now we're just going to be about it. See? And we reflect the light of our true source. That's what we're about. We are reflecting the light of our true source, no longer darkness. We're not seeing in darkness anymore. You're looking through to the light beyond. Okay, I'm going to read something, then we're going to go to the video. Say to me, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. Who is?
I am.
Wow. Lesson 226. My home awaits me. I will hasten there. If I so choose, I can depart this world entirely. It is not death which makes this possible, but it is a change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe it has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me. For I have not sought for illusions to replace the truth. Father, my home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open and I hear your voice. What need have I to linger in a place of vain desires and of shattered dreams, when heaven can so easily be mine? Wow. So, you know, it's just a matter of deciding between illusion and truth. That's all. What do you want? What do you want? So I'm going to read one more thing, and then we're good. Then I've got another surprise for you, because it's awesome. Okay, this comes from lesson 191, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. The second page. Okay. You who perceive yourself as weak and frail with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die, to weep and suffer pain, hear this. All power is given unto you in earth and heaven. There is nothing that you cannot do. You play the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows no mercy to you. Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you. Then let the Son of God awaken from his sleep, and opening his holy eyes, return again to bless the world he made. In error it began, but it will end in the reflection of his holiness. And he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today. Your glory is the light that saves the world. Do not withhold salvation longer. Look about the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brothers rest? Who is the Savior of the world?
I am.
They must await your own release. They stay in chains till you are free. They cannot see the mercy of the world until you find it in yourself. They suffer pain until you have denied its hold on you. They die till you accept your own eternal life. You are the Holy Son of God Himself. Remember this, and all the world is free. Remember this, and earth and heaven are one. And now we say Amen.
Amen.
Go to the very last page of chapter, the last chapter. Are we doing okay? And now we say Amen.
Amen.
For Christ has come to dwell in the abode you set for him before time was, in calm eternity. The journey closes, ending at the place where it began. No trace of it remains. Not one illusion is accorded faith, and not one spot of darkness still remains to hide the face of Christ from anyone. Thy will is done, complete and perfectly, and all creation recognizes you and knows you as the only source it has. Clear in your likeness does the light shine forth from everything that lives and moves in you. For we have reached where all of us are one, and we are home where you would have us be. Thank you, dear loves. We're going home.
Yes.
Maddie, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
The sun.